bring you the Living Book Broadcast, the old, old message in modern language. We begin our reading with Lamentations chapter 4, verse 1. How the finest gold has lost its luster, for the inlaid temple walls are scattered in the streets. The cream of our youth, the finest of the gold, are treated as earthenware pots. Even the jackals feed their young, but not my people Israel. They are like cruel desert ostriches, heedless of their babies' cries. The children's tongues stick to the roofs of their mouths for thirst, for there is not a drop of water left. Babies cry for bread, but no one can give them any. Those who used to eat fastidiously are begging in the streets for anything at all. Those brought up in palaces now scratch in garbage pits for food. For the sin of my people is greater than that of Sodom, where utter disaster struck in a moment without the hand of man. Our princes were lean and tanned, the finest specimens of men, but now their faces are as black as soot. No one can recognize them. Their skin sticks to their bones. It is dry and hard and withered. Those killed by the sword are far better off than those who die of slow starvation. Tender-hearted women have cooked and eaten their own children. Thus they survive the siege. But now at last, the anger of the Lord is satisfied. His fiercest anger has been poured out. He started a fire in Jerusalem that burned it down to its foundations. Not a king in all the earth, no one in all the world, would have believed an enemy could enter through Jerusalem's gates. Yet God permitted it because of the sins of her prophets and priests, who defiled the city by shedding innocent blood. Now these same men are blindly staggering through the streets, covered with blood, defiling everything they touch. "Get away!" the people shout at them. "You are defiled!" They flee to distant lands and wander there among the foreigners, but none will let them stay. The Lord Himself has dealt with them. He no longer helps them, for they persecuted the priests and elders who stayed true to God. We look for our allies to come and save us, but we look in vain. The nation we expected most to help us makes no move at all. We can't go into the streets without danger to our lives. Our end is near. Our days are numbered. We are doomed. Our enemies are swifter than the eagles. If we flee to the mountains, they find us. If we hide in the wilderness, they are waiting for us there. Our king, the life of our life, the Lord's anointed, was captured in their snares. Yes, even our mighty king, about whom we had boasted that under his protection we could hold our own against any nation on earth. Do you rejoice, O people of Edom, in the land of Uz? But you too will feel the awful anger of the Lord. Israel's exile for her sins will end at last, but Edom's never.
Lonely voices cry in the city. Lonely voices sounding like a child. Lonely voices come from busy people. Who deserves to stop a little while? Lonely voices fill my dreams. Lonely voices haunt my memory. Thank you. to find another busy day. Lonely faces all around the city, men afraid but too ashamed to pray. Lonely faces do I see, lonely faces. Dark and lonely grave, lonely faces do I see, lonely voices calling out to me.
The Lamentations of Jeremiah, the last chapter, chapter 5. O Lord, remember all that has befallen us. See what sorrows we must bear. Our homes, our nation, are now filled with foreigners. We are orphans. Our fathers dead. Our mothers widowed. We must even pay for water to drink. Our fuel is sold to us at the highest of prices. We bow our necks beneath the victor's feet. Unending work is now our lot. We beg for bread from Egypt and Assyria too. Our fathers sinned, but died before the hand of judgment fell. We have borne the blow that they deserved. Our former servants have become our masters. There is no one left to save us. We went into the wilderness to hunt for food, risking death from enemies. Our skin was black from famine. They ravished the women of Jerusalem and the girls in Judah's cities. Our princes are hanged by their thumbs. Even aged men are treated with contempt. They take away the young men to grind their grain, and the little children stagger beneath their heavy loads. The old men sit no longer in the city gates. The young no longer dance and sing. The joy of our hearts has ended. Our dance has turned to death. Our glory is gone. The crown has fallen from our head. Woe upon us for our sins. Our hearts are faint and weary. Our eyes grow dim. Jerusalem and the temple of the Lord are desolate, deserted by all but wild animals lurking in the ruins. O Lord, forever you remain the same. Your throne continues from generation to generation. Why do you forget us forever? Why do you forsake us for so long? Turn us around and bring us back to you again. That is our only hope. Give us back the joys we used to have. Or have you utterly rejected us? Are you angry with us still? We have been reading from the Living Old Testament, a paraphrase. We've read Lamentations chapters 4 and 5. Now here's a special invitation to join us the next time we come your way with the Living Book broadcast.